Hello, this is Chris Nelson for EvolveConsciousness.org. I'll be presenting some infographics based on Unity that I have not presented before. So the first one is Unity is based in morality. So there's a graph where you have immorality and falsity on the negative side of the horizontal axis, the x-axis. That's where you're divided from truth. And then on the positive side of the x-axis, the horizontal axis, you have morality and truth. That's where you're united with truth. And on the y-axis, the vertical axis, in the positive you have unity and freedom and peace, and in the negative you have division, slavery, and war. So let's analyze what happens. The more truth you have and the more morality you have, the more united you are with morality, the more you live in morality, well, the right action lifts you up, and you go up. And what happens when you go up in morality? Oh, well, look at the corresponding y-axis. Well, when you go up in morality, you're going to go towards more peace, and more freedom, and more unity. So true unity is based in true morality, period. What happens if you do the opposite? Oh, well, if you're not as much in morality, and you're not as much in truth, well, you're going to be more towards immorality, and more towards falsity, and more divided from morality. And when you are divided from morality and not united with morality, well, then you're in wrong actions, and that weighs you down. So when you're less united with morality and you're more united with immorality compared to other people, you know what happens? That creates division. Why? Because you are united with falsity, and they are united with truth. You are united with wrong, they are united with right. You are united with immorality, they are united with morality. So you cannot unite. Understand? When you decide to let go of your bullshit, let go of your immorality, falsity, and wrong, then you'll no longer be divided from truth, and you can go back towards the right actions, which other people are already living in, and then you can actually unite with them. But until you do that, guess what? You will keep yourself divided. Those who remain attached to falsity divide themselves in comparison to those who are attached to truth. It's an inherent divide. Truth is inherently divided from falsity. There is no possibility of unity in truth and falsity. They are diametrically opposed. Good and evil do not unite. Right and wrong do not unite. Morality and immorality do not unite. It's very simple. People do not understand what true unity is, what real division is. You think people talking about truth and calling out falsity, that's division? No, that's not division. That's called truth as a sword smashing the falsity and disintegrating it. So the degree of truth and morality embodied in each of our choices, actions, and behaviors will determine the degree of true unity, freedom, and peace we can achieve collectively. Morality is the foundational baseline for true unity. All other differences are less significant. Violations of universal, cosmic, spiritual, natural, moral law do not result in the production of true freedom, peace, or unity. So get it through your head. So long as you are choosing to unite yourself with falsity, you cannot unite with those who are in truth. You can interact. We can all interact with each other. You can interact with a rapist. You can interact with a murderer. It doesn't matter. But you cannot truly unite with people who are not at your level of morality. That's called inconsistency. That's called coercing yourself with evil. If you want more information, please look into my 3-hour, 40-minute presentation on foundational living and true unity. So that was an infographic on the 23rd of June, 2014. Here's another infographic on the 25th of June, 2014, and it's how in unity, integrity, consistency, and harmony work. So I'll go through the infographic, then I'll read the text on the page. True unity works from a common moral foundation, hence foundational living and true unity. People have not delved into the depth of what unity actually is, which is why I made that huge presentation, because I was finding it everywhere that people didn't understand what truth was, which is why I also made my presentation, my big article on truth is love. So people, oh, that's divisive. No, it's called truth, you moron. Yeah, it's divisive because you're attached to stupid bullshit. So why don't you let go of your bullshit, and then where's the division going to be? There won't be a division because you won't be divided from truth. You're going to be allied with truth, which is going to mean you're going to be able to ally with me. Get it? It's very, 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 very simple what unity is. So step one, understand what morals you are aligned and integrated with. Step two, understand what morals others are aligned and integrated with. Compare your foundational baseline for living with others. Step four, truly unite with those at your moral baseline to create at that level. That's how simple it is. So you compare 7 billion people. If you want to find out who you can create at your level of true freedom and peace, at your current level, and there might be people capable of doing it better than you because they're living more morally than you. But if you want to create at your current level, you can only do it at people at your level. Not at your level of understanding everything. Talk about moral baseline, your level of morality. So alignment and unity work through common morality or immorality, not contradiction. Because you see, unity, integrity, consistency, and harmony are when things fit together. So if you look at my foundational living and true unity, when you have cracks in a foundation, the foundation is not solid. The foundation is not integrated, in integrity. It's not integrated. It's not united. It's not consistent, and it's not in harmony because there's cracks. It's a flawed foundation. But when you have a stronger foundation, well, it's more united and more integrated and more consistent, and the goal is to make it perfect, if possible. It's as perfect as possible. And when you reach new levels, new degrees, new grades, new births, new awakenings, and you reach a new level of harmonization with morality and truth, then you can ally with people at that level. But all of our responsibilities is to help others raise themselves up and help others get raised up to our level and keep raising ourselves to higher levels and keep people coming up to higher levels. Eventually we'll reach a moral baseline, and it won't be perfection, because there's other wrongs in our lives, but morality can be reached in terms of removing the evil we do to other sentient animate beings that feel and breathe and cry and think and fart and shit and piss. You know, it's not just human animals, there are other animals. So moral baseline person one, no human murder, no human rape, no human slavery. But look, They're failing moral alignment, and they're not engaging in no theft. So no theft of material, well, they're stealing. So let's look at 7 billion people, moral baseline person two. No human murder, no human rape, no human slavery. They're also into thieving. So these two people can actually unite because they're both in the same moral baseline. They both understand, and in their understanding, thieving's okay. Or if they both agree that it's wrong, it doesn't matter, they both agree that it's something they're allowed to do and they're going to do it anyways. So they can unite. They're on the same page. They're on the same moral baseline. Even if it's corrupted, it doesn't matter. It's corrupted at the same level. And you look below that, moral baseline person one. No human murder, no human slavery, no animal murder, no animal slavery. The moral baseline of the person two is the same thing. So guess what? They can actually unite and create a future together. Because they're actually on the same page of going into the future together on the same moral page. So capable of creating on the same level of moral alignment, both non-conflicting. But the bottom one is based in fuller moral truth. But it doesn't matter how much moral truth you have to align with other people and unite with other people. You can be totally corrupted, and as long as they're totally corrupted too, well, you're going to agree, well, yay, we're both totally corrupted and we're the same. Let's ally and unite and work towards total corruption together. That's what the dark occultists do. So when you're a light occultist, no, you cannot unite with people who are fractured morally, who are corrupted morally. Why? Because you're trying to create a future of order and true freedom and peace based in the moral alignment that you're at. So people who are at a worst moral alignment, who are still corrupted and still creating evil and immorality, why the fuck are you going to unite with them and coerce yourself into a false unity so you can advocate them perpetuating evil and morality in the new way of living you're going to try to create? You can't create a new way of living with morally corrupt people. You can only do it on your moral level. So if you're morally corrupt, then you can create a new way of living on moral corruption. So a new society that allows theft. Barrett, you can create a society like that. But if someone doesn't allow theft, well, they're not going to create a society that does allow theft because someone thinks that it's allowed. That's called disunity, disintegrity, inconsistency, and disharmony. People don't want to understand this. It actually takes time to think things through, which is what I do. So, on the right side, you have... I'll start with the text, I guess. So, contradiction, inconsistency, and disintegrity cannot create true unity. Trying to force and coerce, quote, unity through contradictory moral baselines is not unity, integrity, harmony, or consistency. You cannot have true moral unification if there is contradiction. So people don't understand logic, so they can't understand unity, and they can't understand reality, and they can't understand what is required to create the future we want. Logical morons is what most people are. So contradiction. Yeah, you think you have unity when there's contradiction? No. Just like unity consciousness doesn't work when your thoughts, emotions, or actions are in contradiction. Well, guess what? Unity with other people works in exactly the same way, but with morality. Because all the other facts, well, so what? You know that, let's take some useless fact. You know what deciduous trees are and what coniferous trees are, but someone else doesn't. Does that mean you can't create a true freedom and peace based on a moral baseline? No, who cares about useless shit like that? The only important aspects of reality that matter for true unity is morality, understanding right from wrong. And as soon as you have someone that's not at the same moral baseline as you, at the moral baseline of what is moral to do and what is not moral to do, that you violate and murder other beings, well, you cannot unite with someone who's not at the same baseline. And people want to argue, you want to fight, you want to deny that all you want, then keep being a fucking moron. Coercive false quote unity leads to a conflicted internal state of being due to sacrifice and compromise of a foundational principle of truth. I've talked about this in the foundational living and true unity. When you sacrifice truth and morality in yourself, that you're trying to align with and embody and become a new version, become the true self. Oh, what happens when you do that? You compromise your true self? You're not living as a true self anymore. You're compromising foundational principles of moral truth. So you're coercing yourself to live in false unity while you spit on truth, spit on morality, and just like treat it like a piece of shit whore because you don't give a shit about it. You're too focused on unity and making friends and relationships. Well, get over yourself and get over your attachment to bullshit like that. Friendships, relationships develop organically based on unity in morality. Freedom and peace develop organically based on alignment with truth and morality, from living on a moral baseline. Happiness develops organically from living in a moral baseline. Everything in our world that we want to achieve towards the good, right, and true is completely based in morality. So anyone who is not at the same moral baseline as you, forget it. You cannot unite with them. You can interact with them, you can discuss with them, you can influence them, you can try to get them to see the light, but you will not create a future with them. If you try to, you are a fool. Uniting in moral truth allows us to create a real, lasting, effective future of true freedom and peace in our localized area of living and expand it. So it starts with 2 people, 3 people, 4 people, 5 people. You create a local area, and then it expands. As you influence more people, it expands and expands and expands, and then eventually, after who knows how many years of people actually caring for truth and morality and understanding what it takes to actually unite, based in integrity, consistency, and harmony with truth and morality, then we're actually going to get somewhere, rather than fucking turning in circles like a bunch of morons, because we want a quick fix. We want instant gratification. We want that dopamine fix of the new and novel. Oh, I want to be united. I want to create it now, now, now. I want to create it now, now, now. You don't even understand what it takes to create true freedom and peace. Get patient. Learn what it is to have compassion, to bear good and evil, to bear the evil, and learn the responsibility you have to stand for truth and morality, service truth and morality, and sacrifice your personal crap for truth and morality instead. Sacrifice to truth and morality. Then we're actually going to get somewhere. But no, people want to unite. Oh, I got to have friends. I got to have relations. I don't want to be alone. I'm afraid of being alone. I don't want to do this all alone. Yeah, because you're all insecure. You don't understand the depth of care, the depth of devotion and sacrifice and service to stand for truth and morality that is required to create the future we need. We're all just pathetic, weak people who are stuck in the feel-good pleasure trap. Oh, we need friends. Oh, we can't be alone. We feel depressed if we're alone, so we need people to help us. We need people in our lives. But when people actually start to give a shit about truth and morality to the depth required to stand in it and not compromise, then we're actually going to get somewhere. So, on the right side, moral baseline, person one, no human murder, no human rape, no human slavery, no theft of any material. Ah, but person two, well, they're engaging in human murder and the theft of material that other people belong to. So they're only united in two parts. See the green line? I forgot that in the left part. In the left part, everyone was united in every part because the red parts were united. They were the same. And then the bottom, all the blue parts were united. They were all united with morality. And then the two people united with morality, they can actually unite together. But the people, moral one on the baseline, person one on the right, well, they're all united with truth. Ah, but person two isn't. So although they are united in no human rape and no human slavery, they're not united in their understanding of morality of no theft of material and no human murder. The other person doesn't understand that and doesn't want to unite themselves and become embodied with the true self in that respect. So you cannot unite with them. And then moral baseline, person two. Well, no human, on the bottom. Moral baseline, person one, no human murder, no human slavery, no animal murder, no animal slavery. Okay, so they're more united with morality. But then baseline of person two is, okay, no human murder, no human slavery. All right, so we're united so far. We can unite, yay. Oh, whoops. What's this I found out about reality? About your expressions of your behavior, the choices you make? About how to live in morality or not. Oh, I see you're choosing to live as an evil person, as an immoral person, creating wrong and evil into the world. So you're engaging in animal murder and animal slavery. Oh, I see. I can't unite with you because we're not integrated at the moral baseline. Do you understand yet what true unity is? It is very, 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 very simple. But people have far too many attachments in their personal lives. They're too attached to themselves and they're too attached to other people. You need to detach from yourself. Let go of your attachment to your ego personality identity construct and let go of your attachment to other people. Learn to attach to truth and morality and then reconstruct yourself in alignment with truth and morality. And reconstruct your relationships with others in alignment with truth and morality. Then we are going to get somewhere if everyone does this. I'm seeing this as a very hard thing for people to do. Even people who think they're very knowledgeable and they understand what unity is. And they talk about, oh, division. Oh, it's divisive. Well, you don't understand anything about how truth is love. And you don't even understand anything about how unity is actually formed. So on the right side, not capable of creating on the same level of moral alignment, both have conflicting moral baselines. So it's a division, disintegrity, disunity, and conflict. So when you have a division, disintegrity, disunity, and conflict, just like in unity consciousness, which I have an infographic which is done the same way, well, you're not going to have unity consciousness, and just in this way, you're not going to be united with other people. It's possible. Factually, impossible. Impossible. And if you try to coerce yourself, you're just going to creating a whole mess for yourself. And you know why we're in the mess we're still in? Because people are always compromising and sacrificing truth and morality in order to gain favor, in order to create friendships and relationships, to try to get somewhere. Because they just want something done. They want to see change. They don't want the patience of enduring and bearing evil for longer periods of time. They just want to fix right now. Because it's about my freedom, my truth, and my survival. We are all Satanists. And solipsists too. My truth. My survival, my freedom. Who cares about the animals? Who cares about the 50 billions of murders every year? I'm going to focus on my race, because only my race can help me be free. That's my freedom. My freedom. My survival. We're not looking at a wider care on the baseline of freedom for all, and the baseline of no evil for all, and the baseline of no enslavement, no slavery for all. People don't want to get to that. That takes a lot of, you know, personal work and really figuring out what it is, how we're going to create true freedom and peace. And it takes us going to the moral baseline of all freedom, all evil, all slavery. And that involves all animals. You're not going to create true freedom and peace while you focus on, survival and my freedom of humans. And well, in the meantime, while we work on this for the next few hundred years, well, we're just going to let the billions of murders against other animals every year continue. Because that's how much we actually care for truth and morality. Which is not really that deeply. Because it's still all about my freedom, my truth, my survival. It's not about objective ending of all evil, objective ending of all slavery. No, it's subjective, my personal race, or my personal species. Because before, in the ancient times, thousands of years ago, well, as long as I'm not a slave, I don't care, and I'll enslave other people. That's the way it worked. It didn't matter what race you were. And then later, it was a race. Well, you can't enslave whites, but you can enslave blacks. Now we're at, you can't enslave humans, but it's still okay to enslave animals. Which one do you think was the first slavery? Slavery of animals, non-human animals, not slavery of human animals. That came later. People don't want to figure out where is the root causal factor. I just told you where the root causal factor is. The first creation of enslavement and evil was against non-human animals, and then it progressed to human animals. So do you want to target the root causal factors? Do you want to stand in truth and morality and create true freedom and peace? Or do you want to keep focusing on your Satanist, solipsistic, my truth, my freedom, my survival? Who cares about the survival of the billions of murdered animals that are not humans every year? Who cares about the billions of freedom for those animals? Who cares about the evil we're doing against those animals? No, I'm going to focus on only human slavery and only human evil. I'm going to keep allowing the gross Holocaust and mass murder that's been going for thousands of years. I'm going to let that keep going because that's how much I care for truth and morality. Learn what the moral baseline is. Learn what the root causal factors are, because they are intertwined, as should become evident from my explanation. The moral baseline of looking at all animals is related to the root causal factor of where we first created immorality and evil. But it's too much to figure that out. So I'll read the text. True unity is standing in that common moral foundational truth. Moral foundational truth is integrity, harmony, and living connected to morals and values. Alternately, you could not care for truth and morality and instead compromise your moral baseline for living in order to falsely, quote, unite and create more of the same. allowing more evil to be accepted through your false attempt at, quote, unity. Most people want this illusion of, quote, unity through a disintegrated, inconsistent, and disharmonious moral baseline. So yeah, I'm only going to focus on the, even though I may be a vegan, I'm not going to talk about veganism because that's divisive. Because I don't understand what true unity is, so I'm going to say that's divisive. I'm going to say it's not as important because I'm still partly a Satanist in my freedom, my survival, and my truth. I don't really understand what the moral baseline is, and I don't understand the root of evil and where immorality and evil came from, first in our behavior and actions, who it was first directed towards, and I won't target that moral baseline. Understand? You either get the depth of the moral, of morality and truth and what is required to truly unite and create the future we need, or you compromise, and it becomes about you. It's not about evil and the morality in general at the deepest you can go. Because that's too deep. Oh, well, that's going to create division with me and my friends if I talk about that. Well, I'm not going to have relationships anymore. I'm not going to have help in my work. People are going to look at me and, oh my God, well, you're talking about this, and why don't you talk about human-only issues? Well, you see, the human-only issue is limited to what humans do to humans. And the whole animal issue is what human animals do to non-human animals that we don't have a right to do. So one is self-inflicted suffering, and the other one is a moral violation against others you have no right to harm. There's a big difference. There's one that's more important. The harm you do to others is more important than the harm you do to yourself. But again, people don't want to understand that. Because this helps you understand what's most important, what's the root target factor, what's the most egregious violation. So again, understand what the moral baseline is to create true freedom and peace. Understand what the first root causal violation of harm was done towards, human animals or non-human animals. So the moral baseline regards all animals. The first harm regards all animals. And the more egregious harm versus self-inflicted human sphere versus human sphere inflicting on non-human sphere of animal species, well, there's a greater harm there, and it's harm on others versus harm to yourself. So there's three aspects there that I explain why the animal issue is centrally important to end evil and create true freedom and peace. And people don't understand it. So please listen to my audios and educate yourself. It's undeniable. Pure logic, with care for truth and morality, is undeniable. You either stand in truth that unites, or you stand in the falsity that divides itself from truth. You either stand in the same moral baseline with others capable of creating at the same level of truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law to form a true unity, or you compromise your ability to create that reality by accepting the immoral actions of others to form a false unity because they don't want to stop perpetuating those immoral actions, and you are okay with that. That's what you do when you unite falsely. You're okay. I'm going to unite with you, and I'm going to create with you into the future. I'm okay with you creating evil. I've removed myself from evil. I'm going to unite with you, which can't be done because if you're at a certain level of consistency and they're not, consistency does not unite with inconsistency. Morality does not unite with immorality. It's very, very simple. If you try to coerce yourself into a false unity, you're going to perpetuate evil. You won't be creating it yourself, but you're not going to be stopping it because you are a coward who is more concerned about your friendship and your relationships because it's all about my freedom and my survival. And then it becomes about my truth. So your truth is to focus on only human enslavement. Right? If you understand the depth of the moral baseline, if you understood what is required to truly unite, if you understood the original source of evil and immorality exerted against another being, If you understood the greater violation of harm, of self-inflicted human sphere versus other animal spheres, then you would understand where the most important thing is. And that's not targeting the human evils and enslavements only, but in all enslavements. The moral baseline against all, the action itself, not just against human animals, but against all animals. Remove those actions and behaviors wholesale, completely from our being. You cannot be united within your being while your right hand doesn't do it to human animals, but your left hand is still engaging in evil immorality and wrong towards non-human animals. See, people don't understand what unity is. They don't understand integrity. They don't understand consistency. Even people who claim and who are real big in the truth movement, they don't understand this depth of what I'm talking about. That's why they focus only on the human issue. Because it's still about my human sphere, which is my survival, because only humans can help me. Other animals can't help me end the slavery we do to ourselves or other animals. So you can't wake up other animals, because they're not the ones enslaving humans or enslaving other animals. Humans are the ones enslaving other animals. So you got to wake up humans to what they're doing to other animals, and then they're going to realize that it's not right to do it to other humans. If they're going to identify with something that's more separated from themselves, such as non-human animals, then it's a lot easier for them to make the connection with human animals. Anyways, this stuff is really simple once you think about it, and you let go of your attachment to, oh, well, your freedom and your survival, based on who can help you, based on who you can create friends with and relationships with that can help you and maximize your freedom and your survival based on the human sphere of living. Oh, and then decades or hundreds of years later, oh, then other people can worry about finally dealing with the more thousands of years old and more egregious violations and more numbers of murders every year. Yeah, we don't want to deal with that now. And to go to the depth of morality that's required to end evil. No. Let's remain cowards and focus on ourselves, on only humans. And you know who you are, who I'm talking about. No matter how much good work you do, you still don't get it. Why? Because of attachments. These are attachments to ourselves. My freedom, my survival. I need other humans for that. I don't need animals. So I can keep them enslaved for hundreds of years. I'm not enslaving them myself. So I've removed myself from the harming them. But I'm not going to work on getting other people to remove their harm from paying other people to execute and murder over 50 billion animals a year. No, I've removed myself from that. So now I'm going to go back to focusing on myself and how other people limit my freedom and my survival. So I got to focus only on the human sphere of enslavement because it's impeding on my freedom and my survival. But the 50 billion animals that are having their freedom and their survival impeded upon, well, I don't care about that as much. I'm not going to talk about that because that's going to create division. And I'm obsessed with false unity. I have to have friends to help me in my work, or else I'm going to be all alone if I take the moral stance and go for the moral baseline and talk about that in people's face and try to make them change and create conflict and tension and interference in the bullshit of their lives where they don't want to face the animal issue. They don't want to face how they're a carnist. No, I'm just going to shut up about that and only focus on the human issue. Well, you're failing to understand how true unity is created and what the moral baseline is and how to actually end evil wholesale. Because you're only focusing on the human harms that human do to other humans. That's called Satanism of a lesser degree. Now, when you only focus on yourself, yeah, that's Satanism, me. But as I just explained, when you're only focusing on the human sphere, it is still about me, because it's related to how other humans are hurting me, how they're hurting me, freedom, and me, truth. It's all about you. It's not about the others. So to continue, you will, quote, unite and let them create evil, because truth and morality don't matter as much as the blind, quote, unity espoused by pseudo-spirituality. People want to, quote, connect and, quote, unite. It is a deep yearning, but failure to recognize the supreme value and importance of truth will not allow you to reach the goal you purport of true freedom and peace through these false, quote, unities. People are holding themselves back from where they say they want to go. We are all in this together. But we are relegated to interaction and cooperation based on the common foundational points that exist, while allowing immorality to continue. This is not true unity, but false or blind, quote, unity. We cooperate, live with, and interact with others who violate morals we live by. We live in constant disharmony and disunity with others, and we expect blind, quote, unity to work. What a joke! This creates internal conflict to coerce ourselves into accepting immorality around us. If morals matter, then they all matter. It matters to all beings, all animals, not just human sphere. If morals matter, then why are you not going to the moral baseline and fighting from there to create a future based on that moral baseline? Why are you going, oh, I'm not going to go to the moral baseline, I'm going to go 1, 2, 3 notches up, away from the root causal factor, away from the depth of morality. So you're not going to be dealing with the root causal factor because you're going away from it. And that's how you're going to create true freedom and peace? By removing evil and falsity and immorality wholesale? By ignoring the root causal factor? Really? That makes sense to you. That makes logical sense to you. Well, it doesn't. It falls flat on its face as a fallacy in understanding unity and morality. So if morals matter, then they all matter. Otherwise, if you want to unite regardless of moral unity, then let's just go and, quote, unite with the elites and any other violator of natural law principles of truth. Yes, that will really work out well to create into the future while allowing those actions to continue. Wonderful idea. So that's what happens when you unite with carnists. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be friends with you, I'm gonna work with you, I'm gonna do everything with you, because, well, we have 1, 2, 3 points of alignment. But you know, the root causal factor, the moral baseline, we're not united there. But who cares? We can just keep uniting, ignoring that. I'll just ignore that. I'll coerce myself into a false unity, and I'm gonna let you create evil into the future. Go ahead. Keep creating immorality, keep creating evil. That doesn't matter. I'm a pseudo-spiritualist. I have this false conception of what unity is and how to connect and create a true freedom true freedom and peace. Yeah, I'm just anyways. It's very simple once you actually go to the depth of morality and understand what it is to stand for truth, what it is to serve truth, and what it is to sacrifice yourself for truth. It means let go of your attachment to friendships and relationships and do what needs to be done to speak the truth from the root causal factor, to speak the truth from the moral baseline. The next infographic was published on the 26th of June, 2014, and it is entitled, Unite on the Path We Walk. So I have a hill, so we have a climb uphill, you know, the climb on the mountain, the pyramid going up towards more truth and morality. So we have different people on different paths, so different groupings, and people on different levels of being and living are capable of uniting. So you see their little green unity. They're in unity, unity, unity. On the different paths and pace and rhythm. Sorry. The different paths, paces, and rhythms allows them to walk at the same pace and rhythm on the same path. You're at the same level of being and living. So you're able to properly unite because you're actually on the same path. The same truth and morality is being walked on, the same path. You're walking at the same pace, at the same rhythm. And that's how you're choosing to live and be. It's based on that level of moral alignment. So the hill is our reality interaction. So we're all on the same hill, right? Everyone's in the same reality. We're all on the same hill. But we're all at different levels of being and living, and we're at different paths, different paces, and different rhythms. The goal is always to climb uphill towards more truth. So going out on the path is the current level. So if you stay where you are, walking on the same path, at the same pace, at the same rhythm, that's the same level of being and living, well, that's, you're going to stay on the current level you're at, which is the least effort and the least amount of change. To climb uphill is the next level, which requires more effort and more change. So there are different positions to morally unite. We can unite at the same rhythm level or try to force a divided, quote, unity if we want to climb, If we want to climb and unite together on the same level, then the people down below need to rise up to where the people above are. So you see, once you put things in a visual format like I've been doing, explaining how integrity works, how unity works, it becomes pretty clear, doesn't it? And how morality, how freedom, unity is based in morality with the graph. It's all very simple. Once you lay it out visually, things become very simple. How can you unite with people not at your level? They're all the way down there, and then other people are even down further. That's why we got to interact. You can always interact. And you got to speak to the people. So you're above. The two people above are united. They're more in unity. They got to speak to the people below. With the voice of vibration that carries across reality, they can influence other people and get them to care more for truth and morality and keep climbing up the hill. Keep climbing towards more truth and morality. And then they can rise above and get to where other people are and unite with them on their path, pace and rhythm and level of being and living. It's not up to the people above to coerce themselves and unite with the people living in immorality that they have released and let go from their being and are no longer creating. It's not up to them to go back down to a lower level. No, it's up to the people who are at a lower level to climb up to where the higher people are and live at that higher level, that higher order existence, higher level consciousness. And yes, the people above have a responsibility to speak the truth into existence and speak with the vibratory force and influence others and have an impact and create conflict and tension and interference in their lives to get them to come up to that level. But sure as hell, you don't go down to other people's level and coercively unite with them. That's stupidity. That's going backwards. You're not going forwards up the mountain in truth and morality. You may have reached an understanding, but then you're walking back down and you're living and creating at that level on the mountain. So your understanding might be higher, but you're not living there. And then you coerce yourself to live with other people. Well, you're going to be living at the same level as them because you're going to be allowing them to create at that level, which is creating more evil, as opposed to climbing up to more truth and morality and creating less evil. So forget everyone and go where you are at and get other people to get where you are at. And do not coerce yourself to unite and connect with people who are still engaging in immoralities that you've let go of, who are still engaging in evils that you do not create anymore. I'm talking about the moral baseline, the egregious wrongs. I'm not talking about, oh, well, if someone, if you've managed to find an economic way, an economic survivability niche where you can survive without paying taxes, where people can pay you without paying taxes and will pay you in cash, okay. Does that mean you don't unite with people who still pay taxes? No, because that's not a serious moral egregious violation. Is it murdering another being that has the right to live? Is it enslaving them? Overtly enslaving them? No. Taxes and other methods of manipulation and control that are immoral, are evil, and are wrong, aren't as serious as the moral baseline that I'm talking about. People need to learn what the moral baseline is. So, the uphill climb is more difficult, it's easier to stay with the current knowledge, choices, and behavior to walk, live the same way. That's what everyone does. They get indoctrinated and conditioned into a behavioral program of false living as a false self, and they just perpetuate that into the future in the cyclical hamster wheel of continuing to perpetuate our own enslavement. You live, Live, survive, procreate, enjoy life, and then you die. And that's what everyone keeps doing. There's few people who care for truth and morality on the planet. When you look at 7 billion people. They'll go along with what they're told is the truth and morality, and they'll live according to those, to what they're told is truth and morality, but they don't care for it themselves to learn about it objectively and really learn the depths of truth and morality. That's a lot of work. So the example, there's four different paths that people are creating in. Each group is on its own separate path, even though we are all walking on the same hill. And this is how life works. So we're not all united, and you're never going to get united until you get to the same page. So everyone who's attached to unity and connecting and all this other bullshit, because they have attachments to feeling good and feeling connected, they're not sacrificing and standing and serving truth and morality enough. They don't get what it takes to create real unity. Well, yeah, we're all on the different paths. And until we get to the one way, the one path of truth and morality, well, guess what? There will be no unity. Forget about it. Get it out of your head. Get rid of this attachment to unity. Unity only happens with truth and morality. So first, unite your consciousness with your own consciousness expressions, so that even if you are in dark care, well, at least you're united in what you think, feel, and act is the same thing. So you're united in unity consciousness, but it's a dark unity consciousness. But at least you have unity consciousness and you understand what unity is. But let's not strive for that. Let's strive for real unity consciousness of alignment with, aligning with truth and morality. So ourselves, united in ourselves, amongst ourselves, with reality, with truth, with morality. Then we're going to actually create unity in reality. So first there's the unity within us. And then as each one of us creates a unity within us, then we also have to unite with truth and morality and what the reality we want to create. But if you have 7 billion people who are united in themselves, but they're still not united with morality at the depth required, at the moral baseline, to end evil and immorality, well, guess what? You're still not going to be able to unite. They're still walking on lower paths, and they still need to climb up to a higher path. And until we're all walking on the same path, the one way of truth and morality, we will not be able to unite. How can you unite when you're at different positions, different levels of living morality? You can't unite. Unity is all about consistency and integrity. It's a whole. It's one thing. If you have pieces contradicting each other, well, that's a contradiction, and it's not a unity. It's not non-contradiction. Contradiction is antithetical to truth, which is antithetical to unity and morality. You can't have contradiction and build forward in the future. So this is all about contradiction. So long as you have contradiction, you will not have true unity. So remove the contradictions in yourself, and remove the contradictions in your alignment with morality. And then as everyone does that, then we're going to get what we want. It'll be organic. It'll happen all by itself. Stop focusing on the end. Oh, unity. Oh, connection. Oh, oneness. No. Focus on the means to reach that end. What are the means? Each of us personally uniting with morality and truth. We have to harmonize with it. We have to align with it. Integrate. Become it. Exemplify it. Embody it in our lives. Live it. Then we are ourselves creating at our own local area, our personal level, and then as more people in our standing, service, and sacrifice to truth and morality, as they join us on our path, which is at a higher path, the more of us are on that path, Well, then I won't just be creating at my own personal level in my localized area. I'm going to be able to create with 2 people and 3 people and 4 people. And then we're going to actually be able to create a little community. And then it'll keep growing and growing. But it starts with each individual, and you will never get that community going so long as each individual is not united on the same one path towards truth and morality. They're not on the moral baseline. The moral baseline is what's most important out of everything that anyone is talking about anywhere on the planet. Why? Because it's the only way to reach true freedom and peace. It's the only way to truly unite. Start from the root causal factors and build up from there. Don't go to the secondary 2 or 3 levels up from the root causal factor and think, oh, I'm going to target that and I'm going to fix evil where it needs to be fixed at the root causal factor. No, you're just wasting more time targeting a secondary manifested construct when you can actually be spending the time required and take the patience required to do things that are required from the moral baseline, from the foundational living point, to create true freedom and peace in true morality. That's where true unity is going to come from. And the final infographic is one I made on the 29th of October 2014. This one is Unity and Knowledge. Just another addendum on how to create the true freedom and peace based on morality. Well, how do you get morality? So people aren't getting to the depth of morality. Why? Why are they not getting to the depth of morality that I've understood and other people have understood? Why not? Well, first problem is knowledge. If you want to remain ignorant, you're never going to reach unity because you're never going to reach morality. So that's why it's a graph, 2 graphs. So we have difficulty in creating unity. You have ease and effort. So how difficult is it? And then you have ignorance and knowledge. So if you're at ignorance, how easy is it to create unity when you're ignorant? Well, it's very easy. You're ignorant. You don't even know what it takes to create unity. So you're going to unite with anyone. You don't give a shit. You're disunited in yourself. Everyone else is disunited. Everyone's in ignorance. It's easy to create a unity like that. Sure. But when you have knowledge, then you can't really unite. Because when you have knowledge, then you know what it takes to create real unity. You're aligned with morality, and you can't compromise. You don't sacrifice it in order to create bullshit friendships and relations because you're so attached to unity, oneness, and making connections to get help, to do your work or whatever. So when you have knowledge, yeah, it takes a lot of effort to create unity. It's very difficult because everyone else is in ignorance. So you have to have people at the same level of knowledge, then you can create the effort. But while you're ignorant, you have no problem uniting with someone who's knowledgeable. You're ignorant. You can unite with anybody. But when you're knowledgeable, no, you can't unite with anybody because you understand the importance of knowledge and in truth and morality to create unity. And also on the right side, those are the integrity of unity. So again, ignorance and knowledge. How strong is the actual unity? So if it's easy to create a unity based on your ignorance and just blindness of reality, blindness of truth and morality. So yeah, it's easy to unite on blindness of morality. You're not servicing, you're not sacrificing, and you're not standing for truth and morality because you're ignorant of it. So it's easy to unite that way. But when you do that, what type of unity are you actually creating? What is the status of the integrity, the harmony of the unity you create from ignorance? So if you create unity of ignorance with more ignorant people, or if you try to create unity with knowledgeable people and the knowledgeable person is still ignorant because they don't understand how to create true unity, well, what you're going to have is a weak-ass unity. The integrity of the unity is going to be really weak because it's going to be based in ignorance. Whereas if you gain knowledge of truth and morality and what is required to create true unity based on the strength of your foundational alignment with the moral baseline, the moral foundation, then your foundation is strong, and the people who align on that strong foundation, well, they're going to have a strong unity. So ignorance promotes false unity, which is a conformity to falsity. You're ignorant, you have a lot of falsity in you because you're not aware of the knowledge that is required. So you're conforming to falsity. When you unite based on ignorance, you're conforming to falsity. You're allowing falsity to perpetuate. Knowledge promotes true unity, which is a conformity to truth. Less awareness of reality is ignorance and less points of possible conflict. Because when you don't know morality, well, you're not going to stand service and sacrifice your personal life, your friendships, and your relations to truth. So you're not going to have as much conflict, so therefore, it'll be a lot easier to unite with people when there's less conflict, right? Just makes sense. A blank page, quote, unity is easy. You have nothing there. You don't have any understanding of morality or truth. You're ignorant. So it's really easy to have a false self unity. More awareness of reality is knowledge and more points of possible conflict. Shared quality knowledge and truth is the way to true unity. It takes quality knowledge and truth. And the most quality knowledge and truth has to do with morality, which is how to live right. That's the most important truth. So the speculative things that I talk about, the true self and the higher will, this is just my understanding of things beyond the physicality that I see within the universals when I use the power of abstraction, the abstraction engine in consciousness, and pierce through the veil of the particulars in the physical reality, and I try to see what underlies. And we can see where all animals, well, animal doesn't exist itself, but it's a universal aspect that all animals share. And if you go deeper and deeper, eventually you get the transcendental being, the aspects of being that are beyond a lot of the things, but they still connect to reality because they still manifest as particularized aspects of that being. So you could look at it as a big B being, and we are small B beings that can manifest aspects of the bigger B being. Anyways, it's all speculative, so it doesn't really matter that much. But the thing that really does matter is morality. And that conception of our true self just helps you understand how morality is who we are supposed to be. And it is what is most beneficial for our future and our betterment and our survival. It is the most important truth for us to care about. That's what true care is about. It's all about morality, doing right. The strength, solidity, integrity, quality, and groundedness of unity within ourselves, with truth and morality, and with each other, is based on the quality knowledge of truth and morality we take in. The more ignorant of truth and morality someone is, the more holes they have in their foundation, and the weaker their attempt at unity, the weaker their attempts at unity are. The ignorant masses are living the same relative program of the false self, in false negative knowledge of various kinds. The ignorant masses are more united from their ignorance. Accurate knowledge of reality brings truth, which inherently divides from falsity and does not coerce a false, quote, unity. The more quality knowledge separates one from collective ignorant mass, separates one from the collective ignorant mass of conformity to falsity. Ignorance is conformity to a program. Knowledge allows divergence from the false conformity. Filling up your page with truth makes it harder to unite with others who do not. So while others remain in a blank page of ignorance and attachment to falsity, you let go of the falsity and you fill up your page with quality knowledge, well, you're not going to be able to unite with other people. Again, it's all logical. It's all very simple to understand. Negative knowledge makes true unity impossible. The more info that exists, including disinfo, the more potential falsity is spread, and the more difficult it is to gain quality knowledge and unite on that solid foundation, instead of the faulty, false unity from false or useless knowledge. We struggle with various information, misinfo and disinfo, to try to find the truth. Getting caught in traps, cul-de-sacs, and mind viruses along the way. Getting attached to feel-good self-images and worldview-constructed beliefs. So yeah, when there's a lot of garbage information, well, that keeps people in a divided state. The only way people are going to get to a united state is through quality knowledge of truth and morality, which is going to take a lot of effort, and then we're going to finally have the strength of an integrated foundation in the moral baseline, and that will be an integrated unity together in that moral foundation. Or else you're standing on what? If you're not standing on the root causal moral foundation, what are you standing on? Oh, you're standing on a secondary moral base, but still has corrupted aspects of living and being because you aren't going to the depth of the moral foundation required. So you're still going to be standing on a flawed, cracked, crumbling foundation. Oh, sure, it might not be as bad as a third or fourth level corruption, which has even more cracks and more porous decomposition. But still, it's not as good as the freaking moral baseline foundation that everyone should be going to, which is the root causal factor for how to correct our situation. Yeah, there's different types of manifestation, and each of them has a specific root causal factor, but when you're talking about morality, it all has to do with action, so there's always an underlying action that started everything else, and as I've explained in this audio for the other infographics, that relates to the moral baseline for all evil and all immorality, and it starts with the action that did that first, which was not based on identification with those like you. It starts with those based on identification least like you. So you can't harm rocks and plants. They don't feel. They're not consciousness like animals. Go look at the etymology. Go look at another article I did, Living Action Experience and Choice and Emotion. But when you get to things, so those are the most far away, but when you get things that start to be more like human animals, like other animals, well, those things can actually have harm, and they have morality applied. They don't understand morality, but we know, because we know morality through harm being done. So harm is done, and that's the moral baseline. That's where we started doing harm. You didn't start doing harm against your mother or your father, your sister or your brother. You did it against others that were not like you. And then it progressed to those more like you. Or inversely, it doesn't make much sense to me, but you could view it as, well, the first one we started to harm were our parents and our mothers and our brothers and our sisters and our own infants. Those are the first ones we started to murder and eat. And then we took that to animals. And then we took that behavior to plants. And then we took that behavior to rocks and minerals. That doesn't make any sense to me. Sorry. Yeah, we're going to start as a human nature. We're going to be the most corrupted evil motherfuckers, and then we're going to progress to less harm. No, it works the opposite way. It works from doing less harm to going to more harm when you degenerate in consciousness. It's like, oh, I can do this to a rock. I can do it to a plant. Oh, I can do it to an animal because it's not like me. It's not a human animal. Oh, well, I can do it to another race that's not like me because it's not my race. Oh, and I can do it to someone else because they're not me and my family. They're not my blood. So it doesn't matter. So you see, that's the actual progression of degeneration into more selective separation and disconnection and diseased mindset of predator domination based on you and the closeness to you. Eventually it gets to that degeneration point, but it starts based on those least like you. And then it progresses to those closest like you. And to reverse it, okay, so you go back from, okay, well, not just me, it's my family matters, and it's not just my family, it's my community. And then it's, okay, well, the country, and, oh, well, then it's the race, and then, oh, it's all of humanity. And then it's, it's the planet and all of the animals. It's just an increased awareness of where the harm is. You can say, oh, well, it's just me that matters. I can harm my family. They're not me. Or, oh, it's just my blood. I can harm others as long as they're not my blood. It doesn't matter. Or, oh, it's my race that matters. So I can harm others as long as they're my race. Other races don't matter. Oh, it's just my species. As long as it's humans, then it matters morally. And if it's not humans, then it doesn't matter morally. You see, so it's all a degeneration in identification, in association, in valuation of other life. We devalue non-human life. And it started in that way, with non-human animals first, and then progressed to our degenerate behavior towards our own kind. So what's the moral baseline? All animal evil. All animal immorality. That's where we need to get to stop harm from that baseline. And that's the root causal factor for what created all the other harms. It's all logic. All you need is a mind, and you just need to track back, logically, how things progressed. Because I just showed, okay, let's use the reverse, and we'll start with harming those closest to us first. That doesn't even make sense, because that's not how psychology works. That's not how identification works. That's not how valuation works. So you see, once you understand these aspects of consciousness and of reality, then it makes sense where the root causal factor is and where the moral baseline is and where we have to actually target our time and attention, effort, energy, dedication, determination, and persistence to correct things from that actual root causal factor. It's very, 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 very simple. I hope you enjoyed listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time and attention. Have a nice day. Take care. Peace.